Friday, April 25th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. George Robert. The sermon text is 1 Thessalonians 3:11 to 13. The sermon theme is Program for Life.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul had founded and worked with this congregation in Thessalonica for only about 4 weeks. But when he left behind a solid nucleus of faithful, dedicated Christians. In writing to them from Corinth, Paul is aware that they had, as he said, received the word in much affliction, and yet had held to the faith in an exemplary fashion. Paul, their spiritual father in the faith, writes them a letter of praise and commendation in which he outlines a program for life, a program to which we too can relate and which is applicable for all times under all circumstances. Program we can follow as well, especially those of us who will soon have a congregation of our own. His program consists basically of two parts: increase and abound in love, and establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father. He writes to them, verse 12, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men. He is writing, of course, to Christians who have already experienced the love of God, have already been brought to faith, and are now living within this kingdom of God. These people had seen the love of Paul and Silvanus and Timothy. They had seen the examples of love produced by the Lord in the hearts of true believers. And so Paul is encouraging them, and us also, as we, as it were reading over the shoulder of these Thessalonians. He encourages them and us as he prays God that God would make us to increase and abound in love to one another and to all men. The one distinguishing mark of a Christian, and at the same time his greatest strength and weapon, is love. Love has the power to destroy hate and persecution. Love can obliterate evil without causing any damage. St. Paul gives an outline and a definition of love in his famous chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. And it might be good sometime to mark this in your Bible and go back and read it over every once in a while. He says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And the showing of love to one another makes life much more pleasant for the believers, and showing love to all men, difficult as this may be at times, actually undermines and destroys the bastions of Satan. When one combines saving faith and active love, the destruction of the forces of Satan and evil are a foregone conclusion, and the ultimate victory for each man in particular and the kingdom of God in general is inevitable. Based on this expression of our faith in love, Paul adds his second point to the program for life: so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. The result of God's program for life is twofold. First of all, we are, by his grace, established. Our life is stabilized. Of course, there will always be problems, irritations, injustices, unfairness, and the like. But we can view them in their proper perspective. And they become really inconsequential. They become merely bothersome mosquitoes in the landscape of God and His kingdom. Our life has a program that is solidly grounded on God and the hope of eternal, never-ending salvation with all that this means. The reason for this is that our hearts, that is, our thinking, feeling, permanent part of our existence, is now blameless in holiness before God. Holiness is simply separation from sin. And this has been achieved by us, for us, by Christ, by His perfect life and by His perfect death. Therefore, at the coming of the Lord Jesus, whether it will be our going to Him when our last breath leaves our body, or His coming to us in the parousia, if we are still among the living, we have His holiness, and therefore we can stand before our God and Father without blame or censure. This, God's program for life, we have in that we abound in love, and God will establish our hearts unblameable before Him. Let us now praise our gracious God in the words of the Te Deum Laudamus.